What has left the daughter? Marlis, today is March 27th, 1967, your 21st birthday. I'm writing because I refuse any longer to have my life defined by what I haven't told you. I've waited until now to relate the terrible incident that I took part in on October 16th, 1942, when I was 19. Your mother, Tilda Hillier, frequently consulted the Highland Book of Platitudes, which had 411 pages. She had it practically memorized. She found instruction and solace in that book, even the solution to certain puzzles about life, but I thought all those platitudes put together avoided the fact that life is unpredictable. For instance, after moving hotel to hotel here in Halifax for many years, I finally returned to my childhood house at 58 Roby Street, which I never thought I'd set foot in again. In fact, it's now 3 a.m. I scarcely sleep anyway, and I'm writing at my kitchen table. 2 Sundays ago, I stopped in at Harbor Methodist Church. On occasion, I do that, more out of nostalgia than present faith, to say the least. Anyway, when I entered the church, Reverend Lundrigan was recounting some ancient parable or other in which an elderly woman listens to her son hold forth about how much heartbreak, sour luck, and spiritual depletion can be packed into a life. But talk as he might, the man from the parable fails to address the one thing his mother is most curious about. What of your daughter, she asks. Have you seen her? How is her life? Do not doubt that wonderment may be found when you find her again. Turns out the man hasn't seen his own daughter in ages. Rain, wind, hunger, thirst, joy, and sorrow have visited her all along, the woman says, yet her father has not. She listens more, all the while experiencing a deeper and deeper sadness, until finally she says, and what is left the daughter? She doesn't mean heirloom objects. She doesn't mean money. She doesn't care about anything like those. She says, I think you have a secret untold that keeps a distance between you and her and the life you were given. Well, Marlis, you know how people talked in biblical times. Still, when I left the church, I thought strange how you can't predict during which happenstance you might take something to heart. And right then and there, I understood that all I had to leave you, really, is what I'm writing here. I've read some of the English poet John Keats, and he said something to the effect that memory shouldn't be confused with knowledge. Of course, I have no way of knowing if, after you've read a paragraph or two, any curiosity you might have had will abruptly sour to disgust, or worse. Yet I hope you'll see these pages through, and that whatever else you may think, whatever judgments you come to, please at least accept the knowledge that I've always loved you, without cease.